Tell me something good about Connecticut, brought to you by Vernon Manor.
So week after week, I tell you, Connecticut's famous around the world for a whole mess of different things. And I could spend the entire report just naming the things Connecticut's famous for. But I would have to start the list with this. Cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Like Wisconsin?
No, like Arethusa Farm Dairy, located in Bantam. They brought home some hardware from Wisconsin in the World Cheese Championships. Their Tapping Reserve, which was named for a man who founded the first law school in America in 1773, took sixth place in the natural rinded cheddar category. Like, this
Connecticut, we make cheddar?
This place is amazing. Okay, let me tell you more. There's Carly's Gratitude, that was fourth in the Camembert category, and then the Arethusa Blue. It's an English-style blue cheese. That won first prize in the Blue Vein Cheese Competition. And if you've never heard of Arethusa Farm, it was started in 2001 by the president of Manolo Blahnik Shoes. And they wear those beautiful shoes down. No, they don't wear the shoes on the farm.
They stomp the cheese curds with the shoes.
I'm lying. They do produce milk, cream, butter, yogurt, and ice cream in addition to the cheese. And you can even meet the cows. They have open barn Saturdays from 12:30 to 2:30, so you can try the cheese. You can meet the cows who make it possible, too. Two more things that are good about Connecticut. Now, everyone's buzzing about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's upcoming royal wedding. And if you got royal fever, Anglophiles, get ready. Connecticut has the cure. A number of destinations are hosting events this Saturday to celebrate the fairy tale wedding, including the historic Roger Sherman Inn in New Canaan. They're throwing a live viewing party that includes champagne cocktails, a breakfast buffet featuring the flavors of Harry and Meghan's wedding cake, and special guest Chris Eli, a former footman to Queen Elizabeth II and Princess Diana. Also, Simsbury's Historical Society is hosting a royal wedding afternoon that includes a presentation of British wedding customs, followed by a traditional afternoon tea at Phelps Tavern. And if you need more of a royal fix, you can sip tea just like a true Brit in these destinations all year long. Tea with Tracy and Seymour offers 200 flavors of tea and a full lunch menu, including homemade tea sandwiches and scones. Mrs. Bridges' Pantry in Woodstock is inspired by real tea rooms in England and offers classic British menus like tea sandwiches, homemade jam, clotted cream, baked beans on toast. Beans on toast is so yummy. Good. And then the Drawing Room in Greenwich, which doubles as a boutique and an art gallery, offers high tea-inspired lunches every afternoon at its cafes. And with all these activities right here in Connecticut, there's no need for you to leap across the pond.
And don't forget about Princess Teas. They do this at Bushnell Park. The next one is June 10th, where your little one could be a princess and have tea.
Now, don't forget, May has a prize pack up for grabs, a CT Visit prize pack, one complimentary night at Hotel Hi-Ho in Fairfield. You're also going to get a gift certificate for two to Barcelona, located just steps away from the Hotel Hi-Ho, and you're going to get some awesome Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag. You can register to get yourself in the winning at WRCH.com.